You are now tuned into the Brother Monty Show.
Doing it with Kevin Nash now, trying to get him the Undisputed Champion.
Alright.
Hey.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm back.
Good.
But.
Y'all sound sad.
What?
We're not sad.
I'm not sad.
She's like, good. Monty's like, bad.
Good. Now I can bury your ass.
How y'all been this Sunday morning?
No, you can't bury my ass. You're gonna bury it. Never mind.
Wait, what?
Hey,
I'm gonna bury it in
Huh?
You want that push? You know what you have to do.
You gotta take it in your ass. Die, Jack! I'm gonna sit here and watch. And make sure you take all that anal destruction.
You know what? I don't want to even explain to you guys anymore. Die, Jack!
Crack! Boom!
He just yells like Roman Yo for Solo. Die, Jack!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
die, Jack!
Yep, exactly. I'm sick of this shit. Y'all fuck with me all the fucking time. Die, Jack! Hold up. Go ahead. I forgot my fucking shit.
So about Scarlett's outfit the other night.
What about it?
She was looking magically delicious in it.
I mean, she always looks magically delicious.
Oh man, I just I couldn't take it anymore.
I mean, she's the only thing worth watching about Cross nowadays.
Oh God!
Sorry guys, I had to get my drugs.
And apparently, you know what? Drew, Monty, I don't know if you guys saw that that list that was floating around yesterday, but
what?
Apparently, Drew, you're not the only one that thinks Scarlett's the only best thing about Cross right about now, because apparently he's on Triple H's shit list. Now, this is a rumor. This is a rumor. So, you know how what we feel it? About rumors. You can't you can only take them lightly.
What is Triple H?
Triple H is upset. Hold on, I got it right here. That Triple H has not been impressed with quite a few people. It was a rumor going back ever since a couple weeks ago. But now
we talked about it.
We got names of people that he's not impressed with right now. The Viking Raiders. Lack of reaction.
They suck.
Karrion Kross. Lack of reaction. Omos. Lack of skill, reaction, or anything. Baron Corbin, who just got shitted on Monday. So, I mean, I guess that's true.
Emma. Fire his ass.
To be fair, Emma hasn't really done much since being back.
Yeah, Zia Lee, that's why she's on the list, though. She hasn't done shit. It's a waste of a signing.
But that's Triple H's fault for bringing her back to begin with. How are you going to bring a woman back when you're not doing anything with her?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
That's on him.
Don't even talk about her fucking boyfriend. He won a pointless fucking title match.
He's going to get killed next week.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck about like. Remember?
Hold on. Let me finish the list before we go off the rails. Right, then we got Zia Lee, who's been a victim of starts and starts. So I really don't blame her for that. Lacey Evans, Mom. Same thing. Even though, you know, we don't really care for Lacey. I mean, or I don't. I don't know about you guys. But
fuck
Lacey has been a victim of starts and stops, too.
Fuck that bitch.
Half of that list is some of Triple H's own doing. So yeah, like, I'm just saying.
You know what, bro? If he was to, well, he had, well, listen. I don't know why he put Zaylee on the list when he has something going with her in NXT. It was Vince's fault that he called her, that Vince called her up. Like,
she got called up way too quickly. I would have kept her down in NXT. Hell, I would have thrown her. There's, you can still send her back now.
You can. That's what I'm saying. Like, for him to put her on the list, I don't understand that. Like, you right. had something going with her yourself. Why would you? What? Like, yeah, it, her character on the main roster is totally different, but you can reiterate. You can reiterate back to like the old shit that she was doing.
So. Exactly. I mean, like I said, it's a rumor. It's a tweet that was going around. Some of it makes sense to me, especially Baron Corbin. That definitely makes a whole lot of sense to me. The Viking Raiders are in a program where Drew and Sheamus, which is not bad. I mean, they're wrestling and everything like that. It's a big boy matchup, so that's fine. But I don't know. There's certain things on with that list that I kind of clicked with me a little bit. Some of it's just like, okay, but Triple H shot your own self in the dick. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd just bring that up.
So, yeah, everybody, welcome to Super Bowl Sunday Trio Show. Well, I mean, none of our teams here is in the Super Bowl, but I guess we'll get into a little bit of the NBA deadline that just happened. I want to talk to my brothers about that. A lot of shit happened, and my team just lost because of those fucking trades just from yesterday. So, so yeah, there's a lot to discuss, and you know, our weekly shoots on what happened with wrestling this past week, excluding Thursdays, excluding Thursdays.
Hey, lay off.
Alexander is the world champion.
Lay off, Impact. Come on, those guys go through it. Come on,
Drew. I have to do it. I can't stand the fuckers.
You're picking on the kid whose parents are divorced, so he has to like. He has to like hang out with both of them on different weekends. Lay off Impact.
So Monty,
my bad. It's like picking on Clark Kent when he's like confused on like he don't know who he is yet.
You're it's picking like, on the kid whose mom died when he was six. Like, stop, please.
So Monty, I think you're not watching the big. Across the multiverse show they got with New Japan?
No, I'm definitely not. I mean, I saw some of the groups that they had. Some of the groups are cool, like, but where is this gonna be on? I may check it out. Some of the groups that they got, like I like how they have a group of like it could be an American or and a Japanese person and a Spaniard, or they have like an all Japanese group or all group from like the Asia, like, you know, from the Asia area, you know what I'm saying? Like where the continent is. Then they have like all the Europe, like all the European groups and like people from like nearby like European countries. Like, I like how they did it. Like, I've seen that picture several times. I thought that was just made up. I didn't know that was real. So you saying it like that's an actual thing that they're gonna do? Yeah. I may watch it. That's cool. Cause it's not like, is it gonna be in their venue and shit like that? No, probably not, right?
No, I don't think so.
Exactly. So yeah, of course I'll tell you then. Listen, I'll watch Impact Wrestlers. It's just some of them are not bad. You're right. Some of them aren't bad. It's just the venue, the small crowds, the ring, like
the ring.
I was telling wifey this the other day. I was like, yo, babe, I'm not gonna stunt. I've shitted on Jordan HGH so much that I forgot my roots of why I hated Impact so much. That ring is bad. Like, bro, that ring is bad. Like, when they run and when they bounce, like, when they like go off the ropes, no, dog. It goes.
Nah, Monty, was that noise make when they hit the mat?
Yo, when you do like a scoop slam, like, if Willie Mack was to slam Moose, you hear, like, what?
What? Moose.
Yo, if you got a big dude, like that bum ass NWA champion, like if he was to run off their ropes, he's breaking the ropes. They're all coming off. It would be like and burst off. Like, come on, son. That's my only thing with it. Like, don't get me wrong. That I like that the Drew RJ. I don't know if y'all watch his stuff or y'all know him before he was ever in Impact, but that dude Joe Hendry or whatever, I don't know his
name. Yeah, Hendry's good.
Yeah, he's alright. He's alright. He's not bad.
Now I like his thespian gimmick.
And he gets the whole, like, if he was to get signed elsewhere, he gets the I have to make this into like an entertainment aspect. Like he knows it looks like he'll get it quick, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, like he's WWE made is what you're trying to say.
That facts. Like this certain,
he's a big dude too.
Listen, bro, come on, guys. Let's be real. If wrestling's all like wrestling's my thing, right? Like, so to speak, you're gonna want to make the big bucks doing what you love, and there's two places to do that. But if you really want to be used and shine like that, if you really nice, you know where to go. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, Drew, there's a difference when you are a free agent and you are a bum and no one wants you. There's a difference.
Well, like Rich Swann, he had no choice to sign that multi-year contract.
And Chris Bay, bum ass.
Davey Richards is a free agent.
Bum ass. Like, if that's my thing. Like, if you wrestle for so and so years, right? Impact, we know Impact don't pay much. Don't lie to me. Just shut the fuck up. Don't lie. just don't lie to me, okay?
Hey, well, they're keeping the lights on somehow.
Dog. My man, you can't even get a Doc or Doc Elevation tryout with all the wrestlers that be getting those. You can't get one? Nah, bro, you're a bum. I don't want to hit nothing. You don't even get an NXT level up introduction? Nothing? You bum, bro. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you saying no opinion on nothing nowhere. I don't want to hear you say nothing. You are a bottom feeder. Me, RJ, and Drew make more money than you monthly than you wrestling monthly for Impact.
So what you're saying is, if Tony Khan doesn't have a crush on you, you might as well slit your wrist,
bro. If Tony Khan either that, bro, or if Tony Khan don't got one of his, like, you know, his favorite boy toys that, like, you know, he protects, like Eddie Kingston be saying, and they don't be like, you know, giving him like feelers, like, oh, yo, check out this dude. Yeah, Drew, you're right. I don't see how you're wrong. You telling me you're wrong?
I don't think I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong, because I think that's fact. Like, Eddie Kingston said it perfectly. If you're not one of TK's boy toys, one, you're not going to get the push that you really think you are, whether you're good or you're really that good or not. Clearly, let's show it. Come on, bro. What are we talking? Son, hold up. I don't want to turn this into like a hate show, but let's be real, son. We had trio titles y'all just made, son.
Mm-hmm.
You had a situation to the point where everybody had to be taken off of TV. You give the belts to a legitimate team that was dope, yada yada. Even though I wish it went to what's that group? House of Black. House of Black. And that was House of Black's.
More like House of Whack.
They are, because all they are on Rampage, a show. They are on Rampage every week. What do you mean? Yeah, they're on a show with 300,000 viewers every week. Shut up.
Fucking reruns of Supernatural get better views than that.
Like, it gets me so pissed off, bro. Like, shut up. Like, what
hell, the video of me jacking off on Pornhub gets more views than that.
Like, what do you...
I mean...
Like, it pisses me... Nah, it just pisses me off. Like,
I'm gonna have to review the tape, but go ahead.
Like...
Oh, God!
Like, let me be real. Like, I will, like...
your form was sloppy. And here...
Damn it was coming out. I had no choice.
And your climax was very pedestrian. I give it a 7.6.
How dare you, sir? I worked on that all night.
Well, you need to do better.
Ah, shit. I know what I gotta do now. I gotta spray it all over the goddamn camera.
I love y'all, man. Y'all stupid as fuck, man. But y'all feel me though. Like nobody, I understand you. Yeah, Rampage is a televised show, whatever. But you act like niggas watching this shit. Nobody's watching this shit.
Monty, come on, let's be real. Like, all three of us are dudes, right? We's not staying home on Friday nights. I'm sorry, we not.
Hey, listen.
And if Friday, we are, we ain't watching TV.
At Friday at 10 a.m., SmackDown's over. It's either I'm already doing the deed or I'm trying to get to the deed. Fuck you talking
about.
Like, I don't understand what people... Yeah, that's another thing, too. Who's watching? Listen, if you don't get no butt... Or you are not in a relationship, or you are not like a socially active man, where to the point where you have friends that are like that too, that y'all go out or whatever, so and so. Of course you're watching Rampage, you fucking virgin. Fuck out of here. I don't want to hear that. Like, I don't want to hear that as much as whatever. Like, I don't understand. Like, we have women in our life. Like, I have a woman I can kiss up on every night. Like, I don't need to fucking be glued to fucking Rampage, dark elevation. Oh, no, man. Courtney gonna see some dark. Fuck, she gonna see something. Like,
we gonna have some AEW dark around.
Yeah, like, fuck, I
don't know. We got some AEW dark at home. Shit. And I got some elevation, too.
Like, and that's what, yo, bro. You, RJ, I have to express this to you guys, because I don't see my family like that. You guys know that. So I FaceTimed my brother yesterday to wish one of my daughters happy birthday. It was her birthday Friday, and my brother kind of like, oh, Louis was good. Yada yada yada. We chop it up about like we try to catch up with everything all at once, and then we went from basketball to wrestling. And he was like, and yo, the shit that he said, guys, but the way he said it and how plainly he said it, yo, like, the internet and, like wrestling Twitter and, like, all these, like, young kids and, like, the older, like, diehards, they were quote-unquote diehards, like, yo, they would throw a fit. My brother was like, yo, bro, why is everybody, like, going off, like, with a, he's like, why is everybody going off for like Sami Zayn for it? Like, yada, yada, yada. Man, Sami Zayn a bum. He said it just like that, bro. Straight up. He said it just like that. He's like, Sami Zayn a bum. He's like, if anything, this story just showed that like Sami Zayn could just be in the main event. He could have a match with the main event. He's a bum, bro. Shit. Like, it was just, he was like, Kevin Owens, that's different, man. That's my bad. Like, he started going off, but like the way he said it, everybody would have been like, really? That's how you feel? He's just a bum.
That's a casual viewer's test, right?
Yeah, it is, but it's true, though, bro. And you know what?
Sami Zayn does look like a bum.
And you know what's funny? My brother was one of those guys, because he said it right after this. He said it to me, y'all. He was like, you was one of those niggas, too, bro. Stop farting. He was like, you was one of the niggas that hated Roman Reigns, and now you love him. And I was like, I was. He was like, I always loved him. He's like, I always loved him. Even though when he was corny, I loved him, though. He had it. He always had it. And then
he
was like,
had it.
Yeah, and then he was like, I was one of the ones that always hated Seth, but now I love him. And I was like, ah, he turned you. My brother was like, yeah, he was. I always thought he was one of those, you know, blonde patch headed weirdos. I was like, yo, you're stupid, bro. Stupid. Mad stupid, but yeah.
But see, that's why I do like getting a casual viewer's opinion on certain things.
Because my brother hasn't watched. My brother doesn't watch wrestling like us. Nah, he'll watch now because why? Because it's the Road to Mania. Now he'll watch every year. But yeah, he won't know what was going on. Like,
so he's not gonna sugarcoat nothing.
Right.
It's not about great wrestling. It's about a mix of different things.
Because he brought up to me. He was like, "Come on, Chris," because he don't call me Monty, guys. But he was like, "Come on, Chris, what?" He was like, "What did Sami Zayn really do up to this point besides like the Bloodline story? What did he really do? Nothing. He didn't really do nothing." I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, he won a couple titles here and there, but it's like a couple titles here and there. That's what they are." Like, so like, I mean, I got his point. Like, I feel him, man. Coming from someone like who don't be like paying attention, and he know the big names. Like, and he watched wrestling. Like, he was an avid wrestling watcher. Avid wrestling watcher. Like, when we were like, you know, when we were growing up, and when wrestling was at its peak and shit. So, I respect his opinion to a certain degree. Like, I fuck with Sami Zayn. Do I think he could be a world champion? Can I be honest with you? No. Like, the most I'd give him is like 25 to like 45 day reign at the most.
Yeah, a month or two.
Yeah, yeah, but
like, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with him being like, and he said it himself. He's not the face of a company. That's fine. That's cool. Whatever. But that doesn't mean you can't hold the world championship for a month, two, maybe even three. Why does everybody have to be married to a long championship reign to make the tour? Like, you don't have to do that all the time. You can switch it up.
Facts, nah. Bro, we used to talk about it all the time. I was telling both of you guys when I was watching the old Raws and shit. They had Triple H come back from that, like, torn ACL, whatever it was mean. Win the Rumble, beat Jericho, and then lose the belt to Hogan, like, the month after.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Hogan lost the belt the month right after that to Taker.
Yes, he did.
And then,
Taker lost it to fucking The Rock.
Right, so, like...
And then The Rock lost it to Brock. See right. what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Why not do that again?
You can do it. Because
no, look, not everybody wants to have a long, boring title reign, Triple
and
H.
And at the same time, bro, look
That's
at
one of my
name.
Main problems at, with Triple H.
Look at every name drop. Look at every name we just dropped to with like with the title. With, like the title went from to two. Like it was big names. Each yeah. name. They can do it.
They can do it. Like I just, can, bro. Like they Triple can. H gets on my nerves that everybody has to have a long title reign.
They
don't. This person holds a belt, you gotta hold it for 6 months. No, you don't. That's
you don't.
Boring. It's fucking boring.
I think that should be used more for like the secondary titles, like the Intercontinental yes. or the US.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I agree. Not the main ones. Yeah, like
not the main ones.
It's, yeah, like, it's just every,
like every champion right now, Drew, across the board, except for Theory, has had the championship belt for at least 6 months, bro. Every champ, except for Charlotte and Theory. Everybody else fucking had the belts for a long ass time. It's ridiculous, man. Come on.
I have an idea, guys. Gunther breaks Honky Tonk's record, right? We established
it. Yeah, one. I'm good with that. See, that you know, the Juice you know, point.
Yo, bro,
the Juice
wait,
point,
hold up.
A mid-card title reign should and could be that long.
Right.
And Gunther, it's not like Gunther's blowing ass or anything like that either.
Nah,
like he's
know.
Putting on quality matches. So that's I'm good with that.
You know who you have beat him though? You know who I realized who you should have beat him?
Who?
Main event Jey Uso.
Uso.
You said no?
You don't get this work.
You don't think so?
Good thing you ain't shit.
No, I'm agreeing with you. That's why I said you don't get this work, Gunther, bring your boys, bring your country, bring your mom, bring your dad. They all gonna get this work.
Yo, that was like a pure quote for quote. That was lit. That was so lit. I love Jay, bro. The SmackDown shit Friday. Oh, I acknowledge you. I was like, no, I love Jey Uso. Yo, guys, Jey Uso reminds me of my brother so much. Cause like, I can never. Yo, ever since I was a kid, dog. And this is word to my mom, son. I can never get sappy with my brother. Never. Like even when I graduated college, guys, I tried to give him a hug. I gave him a hug for like 2 seconds and he was like, "Hey, get off of me." Like, yo. Bro, my brother is just like him, son. It's crazy. Like, it's so crazy. The way that, like, oh my god, it's so hard. So like when Jey Uso was like, man, get up out of here with that. And then he fist bumped him. I'm like, oh my god, that reminds me of my brother so much.
Yeah, that's like me. That's like me and my sister.
Oh,
put a picture on Facebook. Drew probably saw it. And I tagged my sister in it, and I'm like, it was both of the Usos sitting in the chair. And I'm like, that's me and my sister. And she's like, yep, I'm the mean one making a mean face. She's talking about Jay. I'm like, yeah, me and her like the Jay and Jimmy. I'm like chilling cool, and she's like a snippy one.
Yeah. I totally agree with that, man, yo, because it's true, son. Like, Jay's really like that, but with Sammy, it's different. It's like, yeah, bro, I, go. Like, we cool, but go. And now... This shit is getting crazy, son.
Paul Heyman creeping behind walls. That was funny as fuck. He was just hiding behind. I'm like, what the hell?
That hard as shit.
I was like, what the hell is Paul Heyman doing? This shit was funny.
Yo, bro.
With that creepy face.
Guys, I gotta ask y'all something real quick. Michael Cole said it. And now I've seen it a lot more after I saw the reports of him saying it. People are saying Roman Reigns deserves an Emmy for his character, and people were saying like WWE itself deserves an Emmy for the whole entire like story itself from like start to finish. What do you guys think about that?
Is that even possible?
Right.
I mean, it's a television show. Fuck.
It is a television show. That's what I'm saying. But like, I never heard of such a thing.
Can you imagine that? It's like the nominees for best actor in a television series: Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad, Roman Reigns from SmackDown.
I don't even think they would say Roman Reigns. I think they would say Joe or Noah. I think they would. FKA Roman Reigns. Dead ass. I don't even know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I never heard of such thing. I'm like, Michael Cole, are you dead ass? Like, it's good, but like, is it that good? Like,
the bloodline just accepts the fucking Emmy. It's just Roman with his arms crossed, like, wise man, give the speech.
No, not even. He's like, wherever they are, acknowledge me.
And just Jey Uso, all them nominees. You can bring them all. The boys, House of Dragon, y'all gonna get this work.
Stack them up. We'll knock them down one by one. One and done.
Y'all the twos, and we the ones.
Yo. Word to everything. You see all the black like actors and Anderson in the front like, yo, they killing this.
So guy just bumps Roman by accident and the Usos give him the 1D?
Oh my god.
They gave Jimmy Fallon the 1D!
Yo.
Will Smith ain't got shit on us!
That should be perfect, yo. That should be perfect. Oh, man.
And then they win a SAG award and the Golden Globes. It's like, Jesus.
I don't know.
Get the MTV award. Oh god.
Yo, real quick, Eagles or Chiefs, who y'all think is gonna win? I'm not saying who y'all rooting for. I don't care who. I'm not rooting for neither. But who y'all think is gonna win?
Shit, who wins this fucking game?
Fuck the Eagles.
Really?
Fuck the Eagles. But I know I have a feeling they'll win. But fuck the Eagles.
Yeah, I think they're gonna win. I think they're gonna win too.
Yeah, the team looks well rounded, oiled.
Yeah, fuck the Eagles. Fuck the Chiefs.
I know. I can't believe. When I watched what they did to the fucking Giants this year, I was like, in the playoffs, I'm like, come on, bro.
Don't talk about it.
Well, I'm sorry, bro, because...
Don't talk about it!
I watched when they beat
I'm gonna the get Vikings. A headache.
I watched when they beat the Vikings, I'm like, damn, this was a really great game, man. They went to Minnesota, they took care of business, Daniel Jones did his work. They were in Philly, right? I think they were in Philly, I think. And then, yeah. I'm like, we put the game on 14-0. What? I was like, the game just... I'm like, what the fuck? I was so mad. I don't even think I bothered watching, like, past the first quarter. Because I was that mad. I'm like, how is this? A bunch of bullshit. Wait, hold up, Drew. Are you a fan of the Dallas Cowboys?
I have a love-hate relationship with the Cowboys.
Oh, boy.
It's just one of those things of, like, you know, I can't put too much stock into them because they always do some bullshit. It's like Stephen A. Smith says, what can happen will happen. And they always find a way to fuck up. So it's just like, Dak ain't shit. Yep. He's not the quarterback for this team, you know, and didn't help that their running back, Pollard, got hurt early in the game. I mean, I don't know if they would have won necessarily, but they look pretty good early on with Pollard. And Zeke ain't shit, fucking fat, tubby, fucking bitch.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Been eating too much, feed the Zeke. It's like, maybe you should stop feeding the Zeke.
Oh, man.
And my Patriots ain't shit anymore, so, yeah.
Yeah, my Raiders ain't shit either. They got Devontae Adams and it's so funny. They got Devontae Adams and like, oh, let's go, and they forgot about the other side of the field, on defense. They forgot we had to play two sides of the ball. It was fucking terrible. And now they're trying to get rid of Derek Carr. I don't know what the fuck is going on. They need to get rid of that coach. You got a fucking defense. The fuck?
Sound like they got to get rid of everybody, huh?
They're trying to get rid of everybody. I don't know if they should get rid of the quarterback. I don't know if they should get rid of Derek Carr. They get rid of the head coach. And they just need defense. We just need defense. There's no point. There's no point in there's no point in averaging like 21 to 24 points a game, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a losing record. That makes no sense. That means our defense is trash. We should have a winning record averaging 21 to 24 points a game. We should not be whack. And if we had Davante Adams, you fucking bitch that you had no one to throw to. Now you had him, Hunter Renfro. We still had Darren Waller. Still had Josh Jacobs. Like, what the fuck? What else did you want? Like, what? We had the offense. This fucking sucked. Get me tight. I don't really put much into football either. The Raiders fucking suck. And then basketball. Oh my god, bro!
Good segue.
Fuck? Huh?
That's a good segue.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck, bro? I'm wearing my Warriors hoodie right now, and I don't even know why I'm wearing it, because I don't even think we're going to make the fucking playoffs the way it looks like. I'm dead serious. Like, it's so crazy, because I don't understand this team. It's like Steph Curry, I want to be a superhuman mini guy, because he's not that, he looks tall. He's tall, but like, he's not tall. It's weird. I don't know. His height's very deceiving. Like, he's 6'3". It says he's 6'3", but like, he doesn't look that tall playing, but he is actually 6'3", so he's actually pretty tall. He's like a little tall mini guy. I don't know. But when he's on, Klay fucking sucks. Like, he's garbage. He can't even fucking get 22 points a game. Like,
he's not the player he used to be, definitely.
He's not, right? But then when Steph goes out, he wants to have these 40, 42, 36, 38-point games. Like, you know, what the fuck is this? Like, bro, if you were doing this with Steph when Steph was on, our record would be way better than this now. We wouldn't be stuck in 7th, 8th seed right now. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
fucking did some weird-ass, like, wraparound trade to get Gary Payne a second. It was so weird, and he's injured. He won't even play, right? He's not even ready right now to play to help us, like, get us into a better position. It's so dumb. I don't even think... We're probably gonna be one of those rare teams that don't even fucking make the playoffs a year after they fucking win the chip. It's like a fucking mixture of injuries and people getting washed. I don't know. I'm not trying to re-sign Draymond. I think you can get a younger player who can do all those things he does, but can score. Like, I need someone that can score, bro. Like.
Yeah, they need some young guns.
Like, for instance, you saw that dude Jared Vanderbilt that the Lakers just got? That dude is gonna be nice, bro.
Yeah, Jazz just gave up.
He does everything. He does everything, and he does everything well. Like, we need something like that, but someone that's more close to their prime. Get rid of Draymond. Let him walk. Bring somebody else in. Like, because he's worthless. And honestly, like, yeah, he does a lot. Like, he does a lot of the small things, but honestly, he does literally absolutely zilch on the offense.
Well, if he ain't kicking anybody in the balls, how useful really is he?
Fake-ass tough guy.
But it's crazy, though. But you know what? It's crazy, too? Steph could distribute, too. Most of the time when KD was there, Steph was like, yeah, bro, take the ball. Like, he didn't go fuck. And then Steph's little ass, he'll just run back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Oh, I'm open for three. Give me the ball. The other star, whoever they get, is not going to be stupid enough. Oh, look, Steph Curry's wide open. I'm not going to pass it to him. Of course you are. Like, I don't know. They got rid of James Bumman, so that was fun.
James what?
The Knicks got Josh Hart. That's a nice pickup.
Damn right.
Villanova teammates with Jalen Brunson.
Already paying off already.
The Spurs, they fucking suck. Sorry.
Yeah. I know that. They're on the way to getting that number one pick. Just keep tanking.
They're not going to get Victor Wimben, whatever.
Yeah, they're not going to get him.
Yeah, they are, motherfucker.
Nah, that shit was crazy. KD is back on a super team. Yo, I hate him now. He's corny.
I mean, would you really call the Suns a super team? Because Chris Paul is like almost 40 and Devin Booker can't stay healthy.
Nah, I think Chris Paul, yeah, you're right. It's not a super team. Chris, but I don't know. They can win the chip this year right now.
Yeah, I think they can too.
I don't know.
He ain't got to do much. He ain't got to do much. Just find fucking KD in his spot. Find KD in his spot. Let him go to work.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. The Mavs, I'm not worried about the Mavs. Mavs don't play no defense. They're gonna jack up Mavs shots now.
They lost last night.
Good. Well, and they both played, right?
Yeah, and they both played.
The fucking Suns don't have defense. I mean, you don't have a bench.
Yeah, the Suns got no bench.
No bench.
They lost Cam Johnson, Michael Bird. They lost everybody.
All their defense is gone.
Yeah, they lost everybody. Yeah, I don't know, man. This is just going to be crazy. I'm worried, though. I'm genuinely... Like, I don't know if, like... Wait, is the play-in tournament shit still happening?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Oh, that shit still happening? Okay, shit. I don't like it either. That's why I automatically thought that the Warriors might not make it. Like, but they probably make a play-in game. But, like... At the least. But it's just crazy. It's just
playing tournament shit to me is garbage.
Steph Curry's out, and they have to reevaluate him after the All-Star break. They don't even know when he's coming back.
I don't have a problem with the playing tournament. My only issue is just like what happens when a team that has a losing record makes the playoffs. You know what I mean? Just
that's my point. If you suck, you fucking suck.
Yeah, it's like you should be rewarded
by having a one lucky game and you get into the playoffs. What the fuck?
It's like the NCAA. Like, you know, a really low seeded team could make the national championship. It's like, no, that's not how it should work.
Yeah, word. I agree with that.
It is bum.
Brooklyn is like literally. I think Brooklyn should just sell it to fucking back to New Jersey. That's how fucking stat of a franchise
Deuce
it's
Deuce
been.
Is mad. But Deuce is actually pretty happy that they got rid of KD and Kyrie.
I mean, Brooklyn in this front office is just dookie. They don't know what to do with anybody. Like,
they too busy trying to get the WNBA team right. Which I ain't gonna lie, they got the WNBA team right. They got Breonna Stewart and goddamn Courtney Vandersloot. The Liberty gonna be nice this year.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much. But it seemed like all the attention been going into that instead of fixing the problems in Brooklyn, because James Harden was talking about that's some nasty shit y'all don't know about in Brooklyn. Apparently they're running a shitty organization.
Mm. It's kind of fucked up with Brooklyn because they were a top four team before their stars left, and now there's a possibility that they're going to drop all the way out of the playoffs.
And the Nets was a fun team before they even got the stars to begin with.
Wait, hold up. They were they were in the playoff hunt this whole time.
Yeah and then Durant got hurt, and then now it's just they're more than likely going to drop out of the playoff first.
Yeah, it's true, because they got nobody now.
Well, they got Spencer and Dinwiddie.
Don't
talk to me about some fucking Dinwiddie.
They got
Spencer
Ben Simmons.
Dinwiddie.
They got Ben
Come
Simmons.
On.
They got an all-star.
More like Dick Witty.
They got my man Ben Simmons.
Yeah, two-time all-star.
Do not talk
defensive
about bitch.
Extraordinaire.
Do not talk about bitch Simmons to me.
Two-time all-star. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, exactly, man. What you talking about?
My dick is a two-time all-star.
Oh! Damn, Drew. You older than us. Shouldn't it be like a multi-time all-star?
Man, you're supposed to be on Kobe status right now.
Yeah! Hell, even MJ.
Oh, man.
Oh, god damn it.
But yeah, no, that's just crazy. So I can't wait to see how the rest of the season play out, because now...
All I know is the Knicks better make it, and if we don't make it, we gotta get the GM's gotta go, alright?
You get in the playoffs. I don't think that bad guy is in the playoffs. What's that record?
Fucking what? 31 and 26 or 27 or something like that?
Oh, wow. I don't think I will make it. It's been a weird year. Like, in general.
Yeah. Definitely has been.
shit. What else happened in wrestling this past week that is worth noting?
Drew, did you watch AEW Dynamite?
No, I don't watch that bullshit. Oh.
I watched it. Do I even remember?
I mean, I saw that MJF made a joke about some girl giving him head, and they got into a car accident.
That should happen.
Like, she got drunk and gave him road head. It's like, so you're basically admitting to, like, rape, essentially.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know.
So,
my man went crazy for that promo.
He did.
He went crazy for that. He even did the blowjob shit on TV.
Yeah, he did it. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, wow, I couldn't believe he did that.
Oh man.
Yeah, he's bold.
He's
big bold.
Tony Khan ain't gonna do nothing.
Nah, he's pussy. Look at this shit. Yeah. He's just gonna smile and hug you. Yeah, yeah, good job, man. Yeah. Oh.
Good job, MJF. You did good. You did so good, Maxwell. Come here.
Thanks, man. You're the best. It's so weird.
Dyke, don't fuck my wife.
She's gonna have to learn my brand of justice. I don't know. That segment still makes me laugh when I think about it.
Nothing on Dynamite was worth talking about. Yeah, no. That Gauntlet shit got me really fucking pissed off, guys. Oh my god.
My thing is this, okay? Ricky Starks already beat Chris Jericho. Why does he need to fight all of the Jericho Appreciation Society just to fight him and get at the pay-per-view? RJ already beat him.
RJ, why are they wasting all this time on this? And all this is doing is just cooling Ricky Starks off.
Oh, exactly. That's none of this. He already beat Jericho. Move on.
But that's what they do, though. They do it to everyone that gets over by themselves besides the Acclaim. Acclaim was the only exception because the Acclaim was doing it for so long. And, because once Wardlow became champions, what happened? He was fighting Ryan Namath and Daivari. That was his title reign. Like, I remember it. I specifically remember that shit. Fuck out of here.
Monty was mad. Monty called me mad. He was angry.
It was over, and he got a bullshit-ass fucking title reign. Loses the belt. Gets bitched. And then now they're gonna revisit it. Thank God. But, it's just dumb. They just did all that for what? You could just had him had a crazy, monstrous title reign. You could have had him already juiced up. Oh, tough guy for fucking MJF. It'd have been perfect. Now you had your next guy already in place to be world champion. Your next guy is gonna be over, mega over, babyface, boom. Fucking dumb. He don't know how to fucking do anything. He doesn't know anything about the business. It's so sad. How do you fucking own a business and don't even understand the fundamentals of it? It's right in front of you. You fucking idiot. Stop doing the cocaine, bro. Stop. You are living too much in the moment. Too much. Too much in the moment. It is bad. It's so bad.
Too much La Vida Loca?
I seen I forgot his name. His name is Mac. Our boy Mac on Twitter. He posted the Dynamite card and was like, yeah, I see why I stopped watching stuff. And some guy was like, what are you talking about? I don't see how you can say that this is a bad card. I'm like, bro, listen, I'm tired of matches being set up off of just a backstage segment that happened the previous episode. That's all you guys have to give to get a match? Oh, you're ugly. Well, guess what? Your mom's ugly. Yeah? Bet. Match.
Oh, my God.
That's it?
Like the bunny, literally just walked up to Jamie Hayter. I want a match.
Got the match for Rampage. That's it. I mean,
and then got her head caved in because now the bunny's out with a concussion, and I think you said something about a broken nose too. So.
Right. Oh, but that's it. That's it. That's all you gotta do. This motherfucker Orange Cassidy walked up to fucking Roosh. Out of all people, Roosh puts his bum ass $15 Jansport book bag, old rusty bum ass raggedy shit on a fucking on a bartender table next to fucking Roosh. Opens it up, pulls out the title. You, me, title shot, Rampage. Okay, that's it? That's what?
What? Why is Orange Cassidy still a thing? I can't believe
he's the champion still. Like, it just... Yeah, I took the title for Pac to give it to him. He's fighting nothing, but, bro, he fought, like, Takeshita. The only person I know he fought was,
Takeshita.
Yeah, right. He fought him.
Takeshita.
He fought him and someone else. The other people he fought, bunch of bums. Kip Stapien, Chuck Taylor, yada yada, like, Trent Seven. I don't give a fuck about him fighting Trent Seven. They're just gonna be friends, like, the next fucking, like... It's stupid. Like, that's the whole problem with it. But
hey, where's Powerhouse like, Hobbs?
The fans will be like, oh my god, it's so good.
He's keeping the streets safe.
You got nothing else good with your life. Nothing. Like that kid, Real One, bro, you live in your mom's basement in Queens, dog. I know you don't got no job, you bum ass nigga. Like, like. Come on, boy.
It's just a bad show, dude. Like,
it's not,
you know,
yeah, it's not when
Cody left, that's when you started to see the cracks, and then when Punk left, that's when it just went downhill. Like, the quality of the show just went downhill.
Like, you mean to tell me the best thing you should be doing with Kenny Omega right now? It's such a, he should be playing with his wannabe Hollywood rocker buddies and fucking oystering a title that none of them need. Instead, he could be the IWGP United States Champion. He can have open titles with, like, you know, people on the roster. And then whenever he loses that belt, or, well, it doesn't have to lose that belt, he can just fight somebody and somebody just beats him. At this point, a win over fucking him is better than winning one of their belts. Like...
Yeah, honestly.
Ass. Like, they both mean shit. listen. And Tony Khan's retrospect and how he books shows, a win over Chris Jericho means more than being a champion. Like, real shit. You stock so much time in fucking building a story with Jericho and his fucking dweebs. You got Muffin Top. You got Anorexia Guy. You got Danny Wannabe Garcia. Yo, I hate how he stands, bro. This kid looks like he's been getting puckered in the ass all day.
Oh my god!
And now he has to stand in the ring, and it hurts his butt. It hurts him. Like, I don't know if the leather pants is stuck up his ass. I don't know what's going on with him. But
sucks.
This kid is awkward. This kid boring is ass. Awkward now.
Boring as fuck.
But Monty, Drew, you don't get it. You don't understand it. Daniel Garcia is the best wrestler in the world, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, he does. Yo, he does suplexes and he does submission holds, and he knows Dean Malenko. It's like, who gives a fuck?
Guys, I need to ask you something. Do you guys, when he does promos, do you see the way he throws his hands in the air? Like, he puts his hands up and he throws them down. Yeah. He looks like my daughters when they go, "Dad, it's not fair, I want it now." Like, that's exactly how he looks when he fucking does his promos. It's so bad. Like,
my thing is this: why does Tony Khan start things, then stop it, then tease it again?
My thing is this:
we all know this guy doesn't belong with the Jericho crew, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Why
tease it, then not commit to it, only to start teasing it again?
Yeah, I don't get it.
No kidding.
I just hate
same thing with the Jamie Hayter stuff with Britt Baker. It was teasing tension. All of a sudden, no. She went. Come on, what are we doing, people?
I forgot that Jamie Hayter was even the champion. That's how bad it is.
I literally bought. Wait, for real? You really did?
I was actually, I was in the shower and I just like, I don't know. I don't know if you guys do it. Like, others you just like sit in the shower and just like chill. And just kind of like think about things.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yep, I did.
And I was thinking about wrestling of all things. I'm like, who's the AEW Women's Champion? That was the most random thought that came to mind. I'm like, it's not Britt Baker. I know it's not Paige. It's not Toni Storm. Who the fuck is it? And then you just brought it up, Jamie Hayter. I'm like, oh, Jamie Hayter is the AEW Women's Champion.
And the only reason why you would remember that is because of how brutal matches. It's like everybody that faces Jamie Hayter gets hurt.
Yeah.
She put everybody on the show. She broke Toni Storm's face. She broke the bunny's face. Now the bunny gonna be out for 6 months or something like that. I saw somebody had it up.
Guys.
Good Lord. You get a ring with Damian Hayter, you get busted up, Buster.
Guys, I think I bought the old school Chris Jericho AEW figure just to remind me of how he used to be, you know, how he once was, you know.
Yeah, I'm not digging. I haven't dug anything he's done in a long time.
When he first
went to AEW and he bought the brought out the Inner Circle, like I thought it was cool, but then none of the other members were benefiting from anything except for Sammy. Like, Proud and Powerful. How you have Santana and Ortiz, who dominated the Impact Tag Team Division, dominated the New York indie scene with Tag Team Championship Gold, and they come to AEW in 4 years later? 4 years later, right?
Yeah, one title shot.
Only had one title shot. How?
In New York.
Because they're not the Young Bucks.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Well, they're not playing ball. I know Santana ain't with the shits.
I think that's what makes it worse for me is it was in New York.
Yeah, they could have put the belts on them twice in New York.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Piss me off.
I'm not gonna say they gods in New York, but like when it comes to professional wrestling, like they're up there with Homicide and Red and fucking Low Key. Like you see those guys, you hear the music. Anybody from Brooklyn, the Bronx, anybody that's from the hood that fuck with those guys, I mean, they're going to be there. They're going to support these fucking guys. And you don't put the belts on them. You don't give them a title. You don't give them nothing in New York. Fucking ridiculous, man. That's what I'm saying. Chris Jericho, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's the bad state's politics. They don't kiss the Young Bucks' ass. I know, like I said, Santana, I know he ain't with the shits. I don't get it for the life of me. How do you have Santana and Ortiz, Proud and Powerful, whatever you want to call them, you know what I'm saying? How do you have them in your company for 4 years, ever since 2019, the first episode of Dynamite, and not have them be tag team champions and only have them, they only have one title match? How? I don't get that.
Yeah.
And now you got Ortiz in some bullshit ass feud with Eddie Kingston right now. Come on.
And yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, bro. It's just... We didn't mean for this to happen, people, but it's just like... I don't know, man. This is a couple of things I ain't liking, man. I did like the Bryan Danielson versus Rush match, though. I did like that.
Yeah, that was...
That was really good, but I mean... You could give Bryan Danielson a goddamn broomstick and he'll have a great match with it.
MJF and...
Takeshita had a good match,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Takeshita match was good, too. Yeah, those two matches for me, that was it. But the rest, everything else is good, bad. Oh, people were bitching about the Guns winning. At least there's a story.
I'm good with that.
Me too. There's a story. This story's been going on for mad long. Like,
Monty, but we know why the Guns, they don't like the Guns, right? Because the Guns don't do the flips and the flops like everybody else.
No. I think
they actually wrestle.
I'm starting to realize something. And it's pissing me off, and it's kind of sad because I don't think that I hate that certain fans just don't like to admit something. Like, it's really easy that you can squash any like bickering and all your like bullshit jabbering that they do if you just admit it. They don't like stories with matches. They just like a good match followed by a good match, and then a good match. Like,
yeah,
they don't care for story. That's bad, because you want to know why? Because then you're just having good matches. You're just having matches just for the sake of having them. And then you just have a title match just to have it. Why are they having a title match? Oh, you didn't remember, bro? There was a backstage segment on Dynamite, and they both did a Rampage. Like, that's it?
Yeah. Wait, you're telling me you don't watch Dark Elevation?
Or they'd be like, oh, you need more further explanation? No, that's all that's needed to warrant a title match. Damn, that's mad easy in this business. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Remember when we was talking about how Penta got a world title shot a couple months back, and you told me because he won a match at Triple Mania. What does it have to do with AEW?
Right?
Like, it didn't make any
that's
sense.
That's what I'm saying. And that's exactly the reason they gave the fans. So it's like, it's dumb. Like, it's mad easy. It's just mad easy. Like, I just don't like... It's just... I don't know. It's weird. I don't like that most of the shit don't got stories. And the one thing that got a story... Oh, and just because you don't like the winner, y'all think it sucks. And it's like, yo, at least it got a story. We all know the end end game to this story. The claim going it back at a pay-per-view somehow, or unless Billy Gunn turns heel on them. There's two ways they could go, and it's up to Tony Khan to pull it. It's up to him. He can play with the fan. Well, pause. He can basically. he could basically, like, you know,
fuck with. He already been playing around with the fans.
Yeah, he could fuck with the fans' minds. So, like, but at the but. Their fans, they don't like that shit. They don't like any story with shit. That's why when I caught myself noticing that, because I was bitching about the Darby Allin shit. Like, there was no need for him to ever win the belt. There was no need for him to ever even be in that spot at all. You could have just had Samoa Joe just do segments of, like, promos of just him talking about, like, just him just berating and just shit talking fucking Wardlow shit, until Wardlow came back and attacked him, like, in a backstage segment, like an actual, that actually means something. He just shows up, fucking drags Joe from backstage segment all the way to the ring and then power bombs him and stuff. They could have did that. They could have did something without no Darby fucking high school boy involved. He didn't have to win no belt. He had to do none of that. So, like, but people don't like that because why? Because it has a fucking actual story. Fucking, here's my thing. Why is it that they couldn't just give one of the mid-card titles, like, I don't know, maybe, like, the All-Atlantic title? Give it to an actual foreign guy, like a Roosh, since, I don't know, he's not winning. Roosh has been in AEW, he's been losing for how long now? Like, it's so annoying. Like, you give him...
You say whatever you want about Ring of Honor, but Ring of Honor booked that man right.
Yeah, he always loses. I love Roosh.
I love Roosh too. I think Roosh is fucking great.
Yeah, he's a good wrestler. Like, he's a wrestler. He can entertain you, but he can wrestle. Like, you can do both. You just have to know how to balance it out. You can do it.
I know you love his drip too.
Yeah, listen, you know me, man. I think Hispanics get me when they know how to do it. Like, I told you the other day, like, when Cody came out on that Monday Night Raw, he shocked me with his drip. I ain't never seen no red trench coat like that before. It was, like, burgundy. He had all black. And don't get me wrong, I don't know how, like, certain people like to style their suits or whatever, but I like his touch with, like, I don't know if it's, like, a gold, like, pocket watch that he has like that. I don't know what that is. Or it's just like a gold chain he has connected to his vest, but that shit is hard.
Yeah, I think it's a chain.
That shit is hard.
He used to wear that a lot in AEW.
That shit is hard. Like, it I is. Like how, because it was all black and then just the red and then the gold chain. Like, it popped out. Like, I like the drip. And Roosh got drip. Bandito got the drip too. Like, yo, you can have Roosh win the belt, have Roosh face Takashka, feud for it, right? It makes sense. You got two foreign internationals fighting for a foreign international belt that you have on your brand, right?
Or what about Roosh and Bandito?
I was getting there. You have Roosh retain. You have Roosh retain. Then you have Bandito feud with him. Boom. Then you have Roosh and Bandito.
And then you can even trade the belts back and forth, man. So the title rings don't feel like we're just having matches.
Guys, yeah, it makes sense because there's going to be story. And then
with Roosh history and Bandito,
there's history, right? Like,
yeah, because they fought over the Ring of Honor title.
It's not that hard if you just put some effort. They just don't care. Man. I'm just gonna do my 2K GM. Let's put these two titles on the line this Wednesday. Put these three titles on the line this Friday. Next week we do three non-contender. Oh, I'm sorry, eliminator matches, whatever that means. We put those three matches there, and then next Friday we're gonna have this random tournament for whatever reason.
Now, like, hold on there, Brother Monty. I'm not gonna let you go ahead and disrespect the great eliminator match like that. See, this is how it goes. Two people wrestle, the champion versus the challenger, okay? And if the champion beats the challenger, he is eliminated from all contention as long as the champion is the champion. I cannot allow you, as a proud AEW enthusiast, I cannot allow you to disrespect the great eliminator match ever.
Go cry to your mama about it, okay?
You said what?
Okay, you got me beat. I'm gonna go ahead and jerk my meat to Jamie Hayter.
Yeah, go to your basement and jerk off to Japanese videos from '96. Anyway,
I will. Thank you.
Dean Malenko versus Pegasus Kid.
No, what a goddamn lariat! Oh,
the Super Junior Heavyweight Tournament.
Tiger Mask, they don't do a Tiger Bomb like that anymore.
Ultimo Dragon versus, I don't know, fill in the blank.
Dynamite Kid. Oops.
Oh. Dean Malenko versus Eddie Guerrero in the best of seven in ECW. And I'm finished.
Shazam.
Shazam.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, when he does a Texas clover loop, that's when I climax. Shazam. All
right, so
he just pulled a hairstring while I busted a nut.
What, Elimination Chamber's what, next week?
Yeah, it is next week.
Next Saturday, yeah.
What's your guys' excitement levels out of 10 going into this week?
They stuffing it up, man.
Yeah,
it's a good show. I mean, obviously Sammy's gonna lose, but it's just how is it gonna play out? Because are the Usos aren't allowed overseas, right? Because of their past discrepancies, right. Or is that
technically right, only yeah. Jimmy isn't allowed to?
Because I didn't go to that Clash of the Castle show.
No, he didn't.
Not neither of them. So I don't know. It's just one of those things of like I'm interested to see how it plays out.
Saudi Arabia, though.
No, that's pretty
weird.
But like, I'm interested to see how it plays out because I hope it doesn't get too predictable. And I know we've had this conversation that, you know, predictable can be good. It just matters how you work it. I just hope it doesn't get too predictable. Just like, all right, we're done with Sammy. Now let's get to Cody. Like, I just hope that isn't the mindset. I'm not expecting Sammy to be in the main event of Mania. I'm just saying, like, you know, Jay's white hot. Like, you can do something with Jay. You can definitely do something with Sammy, obviously. So keep this momentum going. Don't just, like, brush it off to the side because, you know, we're done with Sammy. Now we got to get to Cody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you can definitely do something with Jay. And just the U.S. title Elimination Chamber match, that seems like it's built to keep continuing to make Austin Theory look like a star.
I agree. I think it is.
And while trying to get some stock in others. Like, I like the way that's
constructed. To showcase others, too, yeah.
Yeah, like Bronson. Like, I think he's going to be something crazy. Damian Priest. Montez Ford. Like, I actually like the match. I like it.
Me, too. I like every competitor in that match. Me, too. Yeah.
I just hope Gargano doesn't win. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck Gargano. I'm kind of done with him. I'm done with Gargano and his wife. what else was I going to say? Yeah, the Women's Elimination Chamber match, Asuka's winning that shit.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
I wish Piper was in it.
I want Asuka. Yeah, I want Asuka. If she wins it, I want Asuka to beat Bianca. I really don't want Bianca as champ. I'm done.
Yeah, that's another thing. Title reign that's been too fucking long.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with it.
It's like really boring. I think we need a little something else to spice up things on Raw as far as that women's division is concerned. The only problem is, do we really want to make Asuka too OP to the point where we will be having the same conversation in 4 or 5 months? So that's the kind of problem. Okay, you take the belt off one dominating woman, give it to another dominating woman, then that dominating woman goes and does what that same other dominant woman does. We need some stiffer competition around here, you know?
That's where the Money in the Bank pay-per-view comes into play. Have somebody you could stop the rain and like have it like short stop by like a surprise win and then have like the triple threat with like that new champ with Asuka and Bianca. That's true. New champ be like an annoying heel or whatever, what have you, or someone that wins sneakily, like, and then they retain somehow.
I just hope it's not Zoe Stark, please, though.
No. I mean, she needs an actual personality.
She needs a mask.
I saw the tips she said. She was like, maybe if I shake my ass more, I can get. I was like, no, you just need a beast. You need to have something. You can wrestle. You got that shit down packed.
She can go.
She's good. She just needs to not ever talk on a microphone, and you know, she might need a mask. But that's another story. But anyways,
she looks really old. Like, I was surprised to see that she's 20. This is like 27 or something like that. I'm like, ain't no fucking way this woman's 27. Huh? With them bags around her eyes? Ah, man, she's like a soccer mom. That's in fit shape.
Her and Serena D both have that, you know, young grandma looking face.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, Serena actually is. Serena's like what? 40 years old, so kind of fits. But her, like, Zoe is. She's younger than me.
Did you just say. Did you say young grandma looking face?
Yeah,
like they have a
snappy
like,
grandma face.
They have an old looking face. I call it a young grandma face.
Yeah. You know who's starting to get that look? Charlotte.
Well, I mean, that in her case, that's not natural.
The surgeries.
Yeah, I know. I feel so bad. Woo! I think that's why they give her this baby face for a now. Let me stop this. I'm actually quite enjoying the baby face run. She needed a genuine like baby face run.
I like that new theme too. That shit slaps.
It's not bad. I just hope they don't. I just hope that like when shit hits the fan, or God forbid, like with injuries, they don't go, all right, fuck it, flip the switch, make her heal again. Like they do that too much. They've done that too much with her. Where they'd be like, oh, fuck, really? All right, hit panic button, make her heal.
To heal.
Right, exactly. Like, stop, don't do that.
I don't like her heel promos, though. Like, I'm like you, I prefer her as a face, because, like, when she does a heel promo, she kind of slips into, like, a Midwestern, like, mom accent.
She's annoying, bro, when she's a heel. Like,
that long, drawn-out speech is just, ugh.
I'm Charlotte, and I'm the world champion, and I am better than most of everybody in this ring. Woo!
Woo!
That's exactly accurate.
Becky, uh-oh! It's like, oh, God.
I'm weak.
Good Lord. Yeah, but I like what Charlotte's doing right now. I got no complaints from her whatsoever right now. And she looks she's having fun too, so.
Right, she does.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Did you guys hear about the news about Randy Orton apparently getting new wrestling boots made?
No, he's coming back.
Yeah, like he's on his way to coming back. I saw those pictures of him with those guys. Randy Orton looks jacked as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
He can't get that buff on a bum back, so. Maybe my boy coming back. Bro, I can't wait to see Randy Orton again, man.
It's been mad long.
RKO! Out of nowhere! But Randy Orton, bro, he's the OG, bro. Sometimes we take Randy for granted sometimes, I feel like. Well, myself Everybody personally.
Does. Everybody you know, does.
Well, I mean...
Him and Cena both.
Well, Randy's always been good. It's just he kind of went through that stage of, like, you didn't know what kind of Randy you were getting. You didn't know if you were going to get the Randy that wanted to be there. Or the Randy that, you know, actually wanted to be there. And, you know, the Riddle thing, you know, really helped him. And I don't know, like, that kind of segues into Riddle's. Like, do you think Riddle's going to come back anytime soon? With, you know, Randy possibly coming back?
Yeah, I hope so. And I hope Riddle brings the grill with him. Matt Riddle's hair up. Bring his grill, his dirty beard, and make him a heel.
Oh, God.
Fucking turn on Elias. Fuck you. He just starts going crazy.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. And he starts, giving him the elbows. I think they should make him a vicious, like, shooter heel.
I'm going to be real.
I know Monty doesn't like him. He wants him fired. But I think you can squeeze some shit out of him.
I'm going to be real. Even with the new transformation he did now, like, I definitely think Triple H definitely not bringing him back no time soon now, bro. You tripping. You are crazy. He looking worse than what he did when he entered the rehab. He looking worse.
But then again, that wasn't even a clear picture of him. Like, we don't know what he's looking like.
Nigga, what? He looked dazed out, bro. My man's eyes look clothes up. My man was like, what?
He was smoking weed. So what? We all smoke weed.
And doing coke.
Apparently. I don't know if that was bud, bro. I don't know if that
I mean, was bud, bro. We don't know. Like, I mean, I'm not saying anything.
I don't know, bro. The way he look like he's taking this animal, like he ain't taking this shit serious, dog.
I don't know. That porn star he's with seems to be... I've seen a couple of interviews with her, and I even watched the Don Tony one she did with him, and she doesn't seem like an airhead. I don't know. Sometimes you like to slap stereotypes of certain porno girls and stuff like that. They're all airheads, but some are actually pretty smart people, and the one he's with actually seems like a pretty a straight arrow girl. So, I don't know. Hopefully, she can get him right, but at the end of the day, it's up to him to get himself right, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people around you ain't good enough for you sometimes, but in other instances, you just gotta make sure you get yourself right, too. So, I mean, if he takes his career seriously, then that he'll be on his best behavior. If not, then he's out the door.
The only way you're gonna find out
is by bringing him back.
You know what I feel like, too, honestly? I think he might be one of those guys where, oh, I think I see myself as like a WWE champion, and I don't know if word must have got around to him since Randy Orton was gone for a while and he was Dolo, but I don't know if word got to him was like, oh, you they definitely don't like see you as the guy as being a world champ someday. My man probably just went off the rails and was like, all right, fuck this shit. He looked okay. Matt Riddle is like an Antonio Brown, bro. He acts just like him. Acts just like him.
But we never seen video evidence of Matt Riddle acting out.
Matt Riddle publicly be like, he talks shit just to try to get a rouse out of Goldberg and Brock. Publicly, just to get a rouse out of them. Brock never entertained it.
But Goldberg, oh yeah, he did. Remember, he squared up with him backstage.
Yeah, he went up to him and said, "Hey, we're never gonna wrestle.
We're never gonna wrestle. Get the fuck out of my face."
Can you imagine being an agent? Can you imagine being an agent backstage and seeing that? And you're like, "Nah,
they should stop it." Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Matt Riddle has that tendency. He has that shit that he goes about shit the wrong way all the time. All the time.
I kind of like it, though. Why does everybody have to be a straight and narrow guy all the time? Call your coworkers out sometimes and try to get a match going.
Brock? Randomly? You didn't even do... RJ.
Yeah, be like, hey, yo, Brock, I want to tap out Brock Lesnar. That's a goal, right?
But he was like an NXT saying this shit. Like, you want nobody. Exactly.
Look, hey, so what?
I don't know.
You're hyping yourself up. Same thing like Idris and Dolphin with a stupid tattoo. He was hyping himself up, trying to give himself some eyes. What's wrong with that? Would you rather him be a boring guy? Oh, I'm just all about the wrestling moves. I'm good, straight arrow. I'm going to come to work, do my job, and play video games in the locker room. Like, as long as you let your coworker know you're working afterwards, then I see nothing wrong with that. People call each other out on Twitter all the time. I think doing that with Brock Lesnar, when Brock Lesnar don't fuck around with social media and shit like that, that was probably a bad move. And Goldberg, he's an old school guy. He don't play that shit either.
Right, like, but, why are you doing that?
But taking a chance and trying to maybe build to a future feud for yourself while you're down in NXT, especially when you know you got the goods to get called up to the main roster, it's a possibility. Why not?
I wonder, you think he could be a serious character in wrestling? I just really like...
Doubt it.
It wouldn't work, right?
I doubt it. Mm. Like, he's one of those goofy guys. I mean, could he be a vicious heel? I've seen him be a heel before. It was brief, but when he was with Gulak and his crew. The catch point.
It was like when they tried to make Eric Young a serious character in TNA, and the previous week he was like a superhero, and his, you know, he would like, you know, get scared when his entrance went, when his like pyro went up. So it wouldn't work.
Nah. Well, yeah, in that point in time, I agree with you, but his 2015 run went hard. I ain't gonna lie, that I definitely got Super Eric out of my mind when Eric Young, when he got the fucking red beard and he was fucking pile driving Kurt Angle and killing everybody. That Eric Young, the world class maniac Eric Young, that was the best of Eric Young, and that did kind of just made me forget about all that other shit from before.
It was easier for Helm, for Hurricane Helms, because as soon as he got out of the Hurricane gimmick, he, I guess, had a more different attitude of like, you know, fuck this Hurricane gimmick. It didn't get me nowhere. It didn't get me any money or any titles.
It's time for the proper execution. It's time.
Yeah. I don't remember the lyrics, but that song was fire.
Yeah, but they didn't go all the way with Helms. Like, Helms could have been something. He could have been something, but
he was for a bit, and then Paul London broke his nose on a house show. So.
And then Paul London was high too.
I like Paul London. I'm just saying, like, Paul London broke his nose at a house show doing a leg drop of all.
Bro, moves. Paul London and I'll say this till I die. Paul London and Brian Kendrick did a better job at what the Young Bucks do than what the
Young Bucks do right now. Yes.
They are what the Young Bucks were, and they did it better than them.
London and Kendrick is my top five favorite tag team.
Yeah, nah, they were mad good. They were high flyers, but they knew how to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I can't. Damn Young Bucks, suck a dick.
Even Brian Kendrick doing the feminine gimmick in New Japan, like, that was even better than the Young Bucks.
He made the
Japanese girl just hold the goddamn mirror.
Why? It's mad annoying.
That's his boys. That's their boys.
I know, but just beat them up. Both of them. You will beat the shit out of both of them. The shit that you did to Will Ospreay, do it to both of them. Times 10. Like, what are we doing?
That's his boys. He ain't doing shit to them dudes.
Bitch.
Let me ask y'all this. Jay White lost the Loser Leaves Japan match to Hikuleo yesterday.
Yeah.
Any word, any feels on his future? He's fighting Eddie Kingston next weekend, and then after that, we'll have to see what happens then. But it's looking like he's gone from New Japan for a while.
I think he's gonna go to AEW, sadly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you thinking, Drew?
I don't really have an opinion because I've never watched his matches. So
I never watched him either, but I'm thinking he's going to go there just because for the sake of he's going to be able to go back to New Japan if he asks to wrestle and, like, that connection back.
I know Justin, because we did our Q&A show yesterday, he suggested he should go to WWE because there would be better matchups for him there. If he goes to AEW, it's just like he's already wrestled everybody on that roster. I mean, this is what Justin said, so I'm just like, I have no opinion on him, so.
That'd be cool. If he goes to WWE, I wouldn't mind it. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, and Jay White can talk, and he's a great shape. Like, he's a good wrestler. He's not a flippy floppy guy or anything like that, but he's a good wrestler. And he carries himself like a star. And I think maybe with Triple H at the helm, maybe there could be something for him there.
Yeah, that's
possible. But I'm with Monty. I think he might go to AEW, though.
I think he does.
Because of the tunnel way.
I think he does.
Unless Finn's talking to him.
I think he does.
Because Finn, I don't know if you guys know, but Finn Balor's a low-key link for anybody that wants to leave Mexico and Japan. Like, that's, they hit Finn Balor up.
That's high-key true. You are right.
That's how they got Dragon Lee.
Oh,
so I don't know if he reached out to Finn. Maybe Finn might try to get him in. Maybe Finn, nah, AJ, yeah, maybe Finn, even Cody.
Nah, yeah, Finn do be keeping it real with them. He do.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess we'll see.
I ain't gonna stunt. You got mad people to recruit now. You got Cody Rhodes now, man. Like, as soon as Ricky Stark contract, bring his ass over, boy. they could use him, son. He could actually be a mid-card champion and hold that shit down. Be a U.S. champion.
You imagine Ricky Starks as the Intercontinental Champion?
No, the United States. I'm America's stick. I'm America's stroker.
The American stroker.
And he does that face.
I'm the United States stroke daddy of America.
Yeah, and he brings up it's perfect, bro. It's perfect. It'll work, fam.
Bring Warlow. They'll make him a star.
Make him a star too.
Powerhouse Hobbs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't Powerhouse Hobbs one of Booker T's guys?
I don't think so. I think he's a Nightmare Factory guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Cody okay. guy.
Because I don't know. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
But Cody's still a plug.
Yeah, no, he still is. That's why you think Ricky Starks is backstage? I think Starks talks to Bailey.
He got Cody.
Yeah, him and Bailey are friends. Yeah, because when Starks debuted in AEW, Bailey posted a picture of them hugging, and she was like, "Go get it!" Like, so cool.
Mm-hmm. Facts. But yeah, people. I guess that about wraps up our episode this week. I'm pretty sure we'll be back.
Powerhouse.
Do I have a day off in the middle of the week? I don't even fucking remember, dog. I don't know. If I have a day off in the middle of the week, you try to do a midweek show?
Nah, just let me know. I'm off on after Tuesday. I'm off for the rest of the week. I don't go back to work till next Monday.
Hey, man. Same, man. I'm off Wednesday through Sunday next week.
Oh, word? So we could probably do a midweek show together. I'm pretty sure I could get off. I could switch my days off around, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Take a day off in the middle of the week and then, like, go in said day, like... It's a couple hours, so we'll see. And then, I guess I don't know if you guys want to, we could do, like, I guess get into Elimination Chamber predictions, and then I guess whatever wrestling that was leading up to
that. We do a bus flip. That's fun.
We just did a bus flip 2 months ago.
What we doing that shit again?
Oh, God. Again? That was a 6 months period.
Come on, man. We gotta do another bus flip, man.
Stuck in the work.
What that boy doing? He don't belong here. Booker, that's the referee. Well, he needs to perfect his craft, man.
We have just
this gun's hanging over his pants, dog.
We have just been informed that Jerry Lawler has had suffered an injury to his anus. What?
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 What he doing in his extracurricular activities, man?
Bro, when he said that shit, his eyes looked at Michael Cole so like, the fuck are you talking about?
Jerry Lawler has suffered from anal bleeding. What?
What?
Ain't no mercy.
He was pissed. Like, why would you say that on air, dog?
Mr. T, you coming with me. What the hell? Dijak, you don't get away from me, man. I'm trying to do the show.
Oh, my God.
And then Dijak sees Zoe Stark. You're good, man. We don't need to talk.
Booker. No, he arrests her and put a mask on her face.
Booker, where is your one? I want to show
put on, her. Put on. Just put what on this. Put on.
What the hell? I want to be brought into justice with your wife. What the hell?
It will get done.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to make her feast her eyes on my dick.
tell me I did not just see that.
What's with all this shucky ducky fucky fucky quack quack going on backstage, man?
Dijak just walks out of the next in line room. Some track star girl goes, Dijak, what are you gonna call me? I'll call you when it's time for some justice.
Now all I need is just ass.
Nikita Lyons, I'm looking at you. God damn it. Oh, man. Keanu James, I don't give a damn if you have a husband.
Isn't there like an NIL girl who's like not even 19? I think she's like literally 18 at high school.
Oh god. Digest is sitting in his car, fresh out of the oven. Huh?
Yeah, no.
Stop some justice.
I can't play favorites.
I have to be quite anal with my.
I have to be very thorough and anal. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about justice.
No discrimination whatsoever.
Except Zoe Stark. You're fine to go.
Zoe, where's that kabuki mask I told you to wear? Da 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 da.
Oh, oh man.
Oh, Bunchy, you ready for some justice?
Dick Morgan.
Go over to AEW.
DMD Dick Morgan.
Give Britt Baker some Dick Morgan dick.
Oh man, Monty had enough of this shit. Oh, like, god.
God damn it, I'm out.
He's like, fuck these guys, I'm out. Alright. So Monty wasn't able to do it, but thank y'all for listening. Hopefully we'll be back. I don't know if we'll be he just said we probably won't be back next Sunday. We'll probably do something in the middle of the week, hopefully. You guys know where to find me. I'm easy to find. I'm on Spreaker, which is the home base. I'm on Google Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube as well. We also have a Patreon that I do with Mr. RJ here. I do one with Ruben Prime, which we just did one recently. I do one with Jeff Littman, which I think we're going to do next week. I'm not sure. But Patreon's only $5 a month, people. Five buckaroos. Just drop five simoleons. And you won't be disappointed. And, yeah, I mean, you know where to find me. I'm easy to find. RJ, where can they find you?
You know, I'm not a hard man to find. I'm just hard. But,
God.
You can find me on Twitter at LowRJUnlimited, where all things that I say have no limits whatsoever. And, you can follow me, right here on the podcast, Brother Monty Broadcast, and on my own show, RJ and the Savage Squad Show. You know what I'm saying? Where, we just talk to the people and the people talk back. And you know it's always good vibes. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, The RTJXX. We got some 2K action coming at you. In fact, we got some action coming today. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Boom. Sounds like a plan, my man. All
right. That's right.
We will see y'all. We'll see y'all when we see y'all.
Yeah. Peace. Not any time before then. Peace.